We're all watching the drama on The Bachelor at the moment, and it feels like it's getting to the point now where everyone who gets eliminated is a face we genuinely know and are going to be sad to see go. One of those faces I know we were sad to see go was Cassandra last night. She joins us right now. Cass.
Hey. Oh, thank you. That was a nice intro.
No worries. Glad to do. Now, when it came down to you and Rachel, I'm sure Rachel dropped some kind of swear bomb. I think there was a bleep. She was genuinely surprised. Was it a surprise that she stayed and you had to go?
You know what? I remember the situation, and she did look at me, and I had to kind of nudge her to go and get her rose because we were all really surprised. I think everyone kind of went, what just happened? I think she was prepared to go home in her mind. It was definitely a shock for sure.
Now, of course, the last episode that we've seen you on and the last one for you was obviously meeting with Matt's best friend. I want to know this. I know that obviously your business is your passion, but it felt like there would
have been... They edited a lot.
Yeah, they edited out everything else about you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Me and Veronica, who was, my friend, that was my wing woman on that episode, we were just like, oh my God, they cut out every beautiful thing I said about her in my intro and just left the part where she's running my business. I was like, what? And it was almost like it was dubbed. So one of the things was repeated. And I think even my facial was the same. So it was like, it was just my business, my business, my business. So now the Twitters are really funny about it.
Look, that's the thing. So let's talk a little bit more about that episode. Obviously, maybe you're not as just focused on your business as it made out, but also, look, the big drama was Sagand and Abby. I know we've got to talk about that. One of the big lines from Sagand was that all the girls were talking about Abby behind her back. That's what she said to Abby. Is that actually the case, or are people about living their own lives?
Oh, look, like, you get a bunch of girls in their 20s and they all have something to say about everyone. So I was very much, when I was in the house, I was like very much interested in my friends that I'd made in there and my books and Netflix and staying out of any drama. But Sagan wasn't wrong. Like, people, we did have things, everyone did have something to say about Abby and her motives. And but, you know, you could say that equally about, you know, a few other girls in there. So
can we talk about some of the other girls? I just want to know, who are the wannabe Instagram influencers? Who are the main ones?
Well, I would definitely say Abby, because she turns it on when the cameras are there, for sure. Who else would I say? You know what? Like, I probably shouldn't say too much more, because you just don't know, like, what is inside someone's heart, what they're really thinking.
you're a good person. Now, the next drama is there's allegations of Rachel and a producer. I know you can't say whether that's the case or not. Can you confirm, though, is it easy or is it hard to get flirty with the producers?
It's easy, yeah. I think it would be. Like, you know, you're chatting with them all the time. I mean, that's not really my style, obviously. We're there for Matt at the end of the day. obviously for some girls it's easier than for other girls.
Okay.
You are chatting to them all the time and whatnot. It is in the contract that nothing is supposed to go on, clearly.
Right.
Each to their own.
Good on you, Cass. Now, a final question for you. Obviously, we're watching all the drama, and it seems like Matt's genuinely surprised every time he finds something out. But I want to know, do you reckon Matt maybe knew more than about the dramas than he lets on initially?
That's a good question, because he's got his own, you know, producer and minder with him that fills him in on, obviously, what would be happening in the girl situation, you know? So I reckon he is let on to a lot of things, I would say.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's my personal opinion, but I would definitely say that they talk to him. You've got to help the guy out in this kind of situation, right?
Absolutely.
Leave this girl on for the drama. Get rid of that one because she's not creating enough drama. So,
clearly it's the brain of a good businesswoman. You know how to be organised. Cass, look, we love seeing you on the show. Sorry to see you go, but thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Brilliant. Thank you so